Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Jerry Jones and Zeke, they're still at it, Rob. Obviously, no contract signed.
Back and forth.
Like, this is weird. And every other day, Jerry Jones is making a comment. Why not just be quiet about it? Rob, let's listen to it first, and then I'll give you my view.
We don't have anything to report on our contract negotiation. We have to be prepared to be trite. We have to be prepared to play without any given player. We may very well play without a player that is not coming in on his contract. We've got a marathon here, and we want Zeke when we get to the playoffs. We want Zeke when we're in the dog days of this season. A fresh Zeke as we got on into the end of the season would be great.
What? What is he talking about? Maybe you won't make the playoffs without Zeke. How dare you assume you're automatically making the playoffs, Jerry Jones? How dare you put that in the atmosphere in the universe? I hope you don't make the playoffs just for that. Count your chickens before they hatch. How dare you? Sound the alarm.
Rob, I've been saying since Zeke held out, since he started the holdout, I've been saying I think the Cowboys, I think Jerry Jones is willing to enter the regular season and see if they really need Zeke. I'm with you. I think he's the best running back in the league. I think that they do need him to have a chance to win a Super Bowl. But I do believe Jerry Jones is willing to engage in a game of chicken. They play the Giants. They play the Redskins. They play the Dolphins over the first 3 weeks of the seasons. Three teams that you can beat. You should, even without Zeke, you should come out of that no worse than 2-1. If you're really a Super Bowl contender, no worse than 2-1. And Stephen Jones, director of player personnel, he's handling a lot of this. They have dropped some analytical gems in this whole thing with Zeke. You know that. And that's what got me to thinking, I think they're ready to play hardball. It started with Jerry saying you don't need a league-leading rusher to win a Super Bowl, which is true. The Cowboys needed it with Emmitt Smith. But outside of that, you typically don't need that. And they're looking at the analytics. And here's what the analytics, not the eye test, because like I said, with my eye, Zeke is the best running back in the NFL. But the analytics say this. His wins above replacement, 0.2. The analytics say this. His value rushing to close out a game, meaning you got the lead, and you want to hand it to your bell cow, your running back, and let him run out the clock, milk the clock, keep the other team's offense off the field. He's ranked 22nd among running backs in that category. In the red zone, his red zone efficiency, 16th in the league among running backs. Short yardage value, meaning when you need 3 yards or less to get a first down, Zeke is 10th in the NFL. And I'm just saying, they're looking at these analytics and they're saying, you know what? We might not need Zeke. We might not. Now, I think they do. But I think these analytics combined with Tony Pollard's playing fairly well in the preseason, combined with the weak schedule to start the season, has the Cowboys thinking, we'll give it a shot. And when we're 2-1 or 3-0 and Tony Pollard's looking good, Zeke is going to have no choice but to come back and be the second highest paid running back in the league.
If Jerry Jones,
I think that's what they're thinking.
If Jerry Jones and the Cowboys do this, it will be the worst decision that they've ever made. Jerry's already proven that he can't win since Jimmy Johnson left. They've won two playoff games in 25 or 26 years. They finally have a squad together. You could throw out all those analytics all you want. My eye test tells me that the Cowboys are better with Ezekiel Elliott. My eye test. I don't want to hear about all these other phony numbers. Everybody's the same people who try to make it that the Pittsburgh Steelers did the right thing last year.
They did.
No, they didn't, Chris. They didn't even make the damn playoffs.
Hurt. Stop it.
They didn't make the playoffs.
James Conner
they
got
didn't
hurt,
make
they
the
were
playoffs.
Rolling like a train.
You hear me? Stop it.
You
it was
stop
a failure.
It. That, you need another example.
It was
son.
A failure. They
you need
didn't.
Another example. And I'm on
and
your side
the,
with
the Cowboys
me. But
will
give
do
me another example.
No, I'm not. Because it's about making the playoffs. And I'm telling you right here, right now, the Cowboys do not, N-O-T, make the playoffs without Ezekiel Elliott. They will not, Chris. I'll bet you 100 wings. If he sits out the year, the Cowboys will not make the playoffs. Pollard Schmollard. Are you kidding me? I'm not buying that. These preseason never was. They don't even play any of the real players. You're going to tell me that you're banking on Pollard to do something with the Cowboys. Jerry Jones
I didn't
must
say
be crazy.
I was.
Jerry
I'm
Jones
saying,
is crazy.
I think, now look, they may get a deal done tomorrow for all I know.
Well, but we're talking
but
about
I'm
it
today. But I'm just saying, I think that the Cowboys, from all that they've said, from all the analytics, I think they're willing to test it. And Jerry Jones said it a few weeks ago. In the regular season, when the real games start, that's when the leverage is going to swing. If they win and the running game and the offense look good, the leverage is going to be heavily in the Cowboys' favor. If they win or lose and the offense looks bad, then it's all Zeke, and I think he'll be back as the highest paid running back in the league. But I think the Cowboys are willing to test, and I got to be honest, as much as I hope Zeke gets his money, if I were in Jerry Jones' shoes, I would be willing to test it too. I don't know about for 3 weeks, but certainly for 1 week.
You're talking about the same guy who's pushing 90, trying to win
first
another
of all,
championship.
Is he even 80? I don't
Only
even think
close
he's 80.
To 80. Close to 80. He just looks like he's 90. But he's trying to win another championship to prove that he can run the – he's run the Dallas Cowboys like a
he's
mom and pop store.
He's 76 years old.
I said
he's
close
in your
80.
Ballpark. He's
in
your
my
generation.
Ballpark. What are you talking about? Hey, what you talking about, Willis? What do you mean? You must be crazy. I'm the best-looking 70-some-odd-year-old in this country.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Tom Brady, according to the Sports Business Journal, is the most marketable player in the NFL. Now, before you go ballistic, let me kind of explain the whole survey. All right. The Daily. They conducted a survey of sports business executives, marketing analysts, and media members, both on the air and off the air. You know, media on the air and broadcast media, print media. And they all agreed, or they all voted Tom Brady as the most marketable player in the NFL. So this is not just one writer's opinion. This is not somebody in Boston who's a Patriots fan writing it. This is a survey of various media members and branding experts, okay? Marketing experts.
We know in this country voting doesn't always go the right way, so I'm just going to say that,
hey,
all right?
All I'm saying is Tom Brady is the most marketable player in the NFL, and I agree. I do agree.
And you know what I say to that? No way, no how is Tom Brady the most marketable. Tom Brady says nothing. He's a boring Captain Obvious quote. Tom Brady is gee whiz, aw shucks. I don't know. They asked Tom Brady once, was he a cheater during the whole Deflategate thing? And Tom Brady shrugged his shoulders and said, I don't think so. That's what Tom Brady gives you. He's not marketable because he has a personality or because people are hanging on his every word to hear the wisdom that he throws out. It just has to do with them winning.
It doesn't matter why.
I'm just saying he's
That's not what the survey was.
But
why
they got
is
it
he the
wrong. He's not.
The survey is he really?
They got it wrong.
Okay,
they got
hold on, Rob Parker.
He's not.
He's got endorsements deals. With Under Armour.
That's fine. I get it.
Hold on. With Aston Martin.
I get it.
Hold on. You don't get it.
I do get it.
With Tag Heuer. And his TB12 is a rousing success. His time against time was a rousing success. He's got the second most Instagram or social media followers of anybody in the
NFL. But Chris,
it
has nothing to do with Tom Brady. It has to do with the Patriots winning six Super Bowls.
It doesn't matter what it has to do with.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Obviously, these endorsements, I named some of the biggest, best companies in the world.
That's because he's won, that's all.
Oh, really?
But Bill Belichick, Bill Belichick's won six.
Let me tell you why it is, Rob. This is why it is. Because this is Tom Brady's theme song. Hit it.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
And they stay there.
And they say, yeah.
He wins. That's what people want. They want a winner. When I want to wear a watch, I want to wear a watch that a winner's wearing. When I want to wear a suit, I want to wear a suit that a winner's wearing. When I want to wear a pair of sneakers or a t-shirt, I want a shirt that the winner's wearing. Michael Jordan, he was a winner. That's why Jordans are the best. That's what he does. He wins, Rob. I don't care that he's
absolutely
vanilla.
Wrong, and that's why we just talked about it with Will Blackman. He just brought it up. The whole thing about OBJ, who hasn't won jack. He hasn't even won. With the Giants, they won nothing. He is more marketable.
Really?
Yes, he is.
Why did he get voted that?
He is more marketable.
You know more than these branding experts?
Yes, these guys don't know what they're doing.
Tom Brady is
milk toast, is white bread. He does nothing. He doesn't move the needle. If
he,
it wasn't
he
for
jokes on Instagram.
Oh, please. Tom Brady.
They might be corny, but so what? Jokes are corny.
He might be the dullest athlete we've ever had.
Oh,
he has very little charisma. He's like a gee whiz. Oh, shucks, country boy.
What's wrong with that?
I mean, what is that?
I mean, seriously. You keep saying
that. It doesn't play.
You keep saying
it doesn't play for Madison Avenue.
You keep saying gee whiz.
Tom Brady.
Oh, shucks.
Did you see him in the Ugg boots dancing? Go look at that video and tell me that's the guy you want wearing your boots, trying to be fashionable and trying to sell your product. I would have been embarrassed if I was Ugg boots. Go look at the video, Chris. He looks like a doofus doing that dance with those boots on.
That's fine. But some people relate to that. Even if he's corny, even if, as you say, he's gee whiz, he's all shucks. So what? Peyton Manning comes. All those commercials.
Peyton Manning was funny.
We got to go one at a time. All those commercials with Peyton Manning, you're right, he is funny, but what character is he in? Gee whiz, all shucks. You know, what is the brand he's with? Nationwide. Play these songs he's saying to the country singer. It's gee whiz, all shucks. That markets to some people.
No, but you've never watched him on Saturday Night Live. He's funny.
He is funny. I'm not saying Tom Brady is the coolest. That's not what the survey said. I'm not saying he's the most suave. I'm not saying he's the hippest. But the dude is marketable, and the endorsement deals prove it. And on top of that, he wins. Hit it!
DJ Khaled!
Rob, join in.
I think I'm moving to Mexico.
All right, that's enough. They get the picture. He wins, Rob. That's what people want, a winner.
Bill Belichick wins, and he doesn't have any deals. You know why? He's boring as hell. He's a grumpy old man. He does nothing, and he's done nothing but win. Greg Popovich has been a winner in the NBA as a head coach. You know why he doesn't get anything? He also is grumpy and has crazy hair and skin. He doesn't get any endorsements. So it ain't always about winning, Chris Broussard. You're wrong. It's not always about winning.
You mentioned coaches.
No, I'm telling you.
You Pat mentioned Riley, coaches.
Pat Riley got deals. Go
really?
Look. Yes, he did.
What commercial
Nick
do you
Saban
remember
has
Pat
deals.
Riley from?
Nick Saban has deals. Go look.
I don't
go
remember
look.
Them from any commercials.
Yes, they got it. Look, Google it.
Tom Brady is the most marketable. Under Armour, Ashton Martin, Tag Heuer. TB12 is soaring. Tom against
time. You see,
time.
I ignored
People
what I said.
It.
You see what I ignored? He ignored it.
And I'm going to be honest. I'm going to say this. I think if Bill Belichick wanted endorsement deals and all that, you could market Belichick.
No, you can't.
You could easily make commercials with him. He probably won't do them. But you could make light of his personality, the fact that he doesn't say anything.
Tim Duncan
and
won five out of six championships.
I don't know.
He was another guy who was worse than paint drying. Nobody was interested in that.
You going to thank Rob G on the air for that?
No, I don't care.
I know he whispered in your ear.
He didn't say anything about Tim Duncan.
Rob G, did you whisper that in his ear?
He's busy.
Okay, thank you.
No, I'm too busy printing out lift receipts right now.
It's only 45. What's
Why
wrong
does
with
it
you?
Upset you so much, Rob?
Nothing
that
upsets
Tom
me.
Tom Brady is the most
I'm just telling you, he's not. I'm telling you, he's
How
not.
Can he, look at all the endorsement
deals
It
doesn't
deals
matter.
He has.
I'm telling you, he's the... He's,
well, what's the definition of marketable?
I'm
you
telling
got
you, there are other,
deals.
I'm telling you, you said it was about because he wins. I'm telling
well,
you,
one of the OBJ, reasons. That's a big reason.
OBJ hasn't won anything with the Giants or with the Browns, and look at the deals that he has.
OBJ was low on the list. Not low, but he was like fifth.
No, but whether or not, but does he have deals, national deals? He has one with Calvin Klein underwear right
he
now
was,
as
I'm
we
sorry.
Speak.
OBJ was third, but still. Yeah, because
but what
OBJ
has he won,
does,
though? What has he won?
No, I'm not saying it's only because he won. I'm just saying that's a big part of it. And you're right, OBJ doesn't win, or at least hasn't to this point, but he is colorful. There's no, I would never argue that Brady is more colorful, more exciting, you know, more fun to listen to or watch or look at or whatever, groovier, hipper, cooler than OBJ. But that doesn't mean he can't be marketable.
In your
he's
world.
He's marketable.
I'm not saying he's not.
No,
I get
in
it,
the world. Not in my world. In the world.
No, in your world.
This wasn't Chris Broussard's survey.
Yeah, but you agree with it. His surveys
are
wrong.
I think it's right. I mean, look at the endorsement deals.
Surveys are
you
wrong,
You can't
too.
Argue it. These are facts. Tag Heuer, Under Armour, Aston Martin, Uggs.
How many
Those
times are you
going
to give them plugs on the radio? We heard it. You named them four times.
Why are you so upset?
Are you getting a free car or something that I don't know about? So
I wish I was. Ashton Martin, those are fresh.
For Christmas, I'm going to get you a pair of Tom Brady Ugg boots. That's their Christmas present.
Hey, I'll take it.
All right. But you got to dance like Tom Brady.
Nah, I dance. I got rhythm.
Now you even
but
saying
just
he doesn't
you
have
don't
rhythm.
Have rhythm doesn't mean you're not marketable. The G-Wiz all shucks can work. That's what, and you're right, Peyton Manning is hilarious. But in those nationwide commercials, is he not G-Wiz all shucks?
Yeah, but that's just a character. I'm saying when you watched him on Saturday Night Live, I don't know how, have you watched him on, he's funny. He really is funny.
I'm not so sure Tom Brady can't be that. Did we know Peyton was that funny when he was a player?
No, I didn't know.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
But I've listened to enough of Tom Brady to say that he doesn't say anything. I don't. It's not like he enlightens me on anything.
But no, on Instagram he tries to crack his jokes. They're corny, but so that can be marketable.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
We are glad to bring in. There's so much to ask him about. College football and pro football. He was a great running back, former All-Pro, and now a Fox College football analyst. It is none other than Robert Smith. Robert, what's happening,
What's
man?
Up, Robert?
What's up, fellas? How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
I'm
great.
And now, Robert, I'm just going to tell you this.
We were talking about
Rob
you earlier.
Rob was trying to shame me at the beginning of the show. Saying
what
there
a
were
shock.
No, he was saying there were no great light-skinned running backs, and we determined you were the greatest,
you were the greatest light-skinned
running back of all time. Is that fair? I think you were.
I wear the badge proudly, my
yes.
man. Yeah.
Yes.
There you go.
And it's funny because, you know, we had nicknames for the running backs, and they were all like three-letter abbreviations. So we had Chocolate Ass Dude, we had Dark Ass Dude, we had Jimmy Kleinsasser was WAD Wad. He was White Ass Dude, and I was Lad, Light Ass Dude. So we always joke we had the whitest backfield in the NFL with 1.5 white guys in the backfield.
That is perfect.
That is hilarious, man. I was saying that. I mean, and that, this was the first thing I want to ask you about, because you retired at age 28. You were coming off your best year, 1,500 yards rushing, and you walked away. We all knew, you know, even from college that you had, even high school. I was in Ohio when you played in high school, and, you know, you wanted to be a doctor. You had a lot of other interests. What was your take, being that you walked away, we could say in your prime, of Andrew Luck? I know you weren't banged up necessarily like he was, but what was your take on him, you know, retiring early, and even Gronk, if you want to throw him in?
Yeah, well, I think with Andrew Luck in particular, because of the combination of the injuries and the frustration, and quite frankly, you know, the money now, I mean, is even so much different than when I played. I mean, you know, quarterbacks are making more in a season than I made in my entire career, and I made good money. But you know, my last season was the only season I didn't miss any games, and I still needed knee surgery after the year.
Wow.
So I wasn't truly injured, but I had done enough damage earlier in my career. You know, I had an ACL repair my rookie season, but I also broke the bottom of my femur, so I did some damage to the cartilage and needed to have a microfracture, I believe, after the 98 season, and then again after that last season. I was like, man, I'm literally going to be a 45-year-old knee replacement guy. Here I am at 47, and I can run with the kids and, you know, only some minimal swelling in there. And, you know, the phrase I always use is that it's better to walk away early than to limp away late. And I have people say to me all the time, man, you walked away too early. And I laugh, like, it's better than walking away too late, because we know what the game can do. And only people that play the game truly understand just how difficult it is, number one, to play the game, you know, in any sense physically, but then to have to rehab and come back and, you know, play this game. You know, I played my last 4 years on two surgically repaired knees.
Wow.
So it was time.
No doubt. Let's flip over to college football. And there's a, you know, obviously Ohio State, Urban Meyer's done. He's a TV analyst now for Fox. But when we talk about Jim Harbaugh and the and Michigan, is this one of those things where if he beats Ohio State finally without Urban Meyer being there, will people say, well, Urban's not there, that's why he wins? And if he loses to Ohio State, right, without Urban being there, he's in a tough spot. I don't think he wins either way, does he?
Well, if you're a Michigan fan, you haven't won since 2011 against Ohio State, you're going to take that win no matter what. So I don't think you know there's going to be any pushback if he beats Ohio State, of course, you know, without Urban Meyer. I think there's a lot of pressure on Ryan Day, quite frankly, because, you know, Urban won 7 straight, and when you talk about recruiting and you talk about perception becoming reality, if people think that the tides have turned because of one game, and we know impressionable young athletes can be, then, you know, all of a sudden they start believing that Michigan may be the answer instead of Ohio State. But, you know, there's no question. I mean, he's had his struggles, and even against Ohio State, you know, there's a fourth down play a couple years ago. There have been some really close games, even in that stretch, you know, that Urban won 7 and that Jim Harbaugh has lost 4 straight. You know, but this is, you know, all the pieces are really in place because Ohio State has to replace so many people, particularly on the offensive line. You got a new quarterback. Harbaugh brings in Josh Gattis, the OC who had been at Alabama. It's really an offense that they're going to change to that fits Shea Patterson. Everything's lining up. But, I wouldn't go so far as to say that if he loses that game to Ohio State, that people are going to say, let's get rid of him, because the question then becomes, okay, if we replace him, who are we going to replace him with? There's certainly going to be pressure, but hey, man, buy the ticket, take the ride. That's college football, at the highest level in coaching.
The Odd Couple, we're joined by former All-Pro running back, Fox Sports college football analyst Robert Smith. Rob brought up Urban Meyer, and I don't know if he's retracted this since then, but he said recently that Trevor Lawrence is the greatest quarterback, college quarterback in history. Did you see that?
I saw that he took back a comment about Trevor, but I had not seen the original comment.
Did you see a retraction? Okay, he did retract it.
So he walked it back.
Yeah,
was a little over the top.
I like Trevor Lawrence. Talk about that was way over the top, but he is a great prospect. What do you think about him?
Yeah, he's incredible. Just so poised. And, when the season started last year, obviously Kelly Bryant was the starter. You had a great defense. But as the season progressed, I didn't think that when you got into the playoffs, when you got into those high-pressure games, that they could continue. Now, obviously, he's got a lot of great talent around him, too. You got a great receiving core, Travis Etienne at running back. So you've got some horses on that offense. But I think his poise, his placement, he's an incredible young player. And it's crazy that, because of the rule the way that it is, he's got no shot at turning pro before next year. So it's going to be interesting to see kind of how that one plays out.
Robert, one more thing from me. The Pac-12 is talking about 9 a.m. kickoffs. They want to appeal to the East Coast, and they want to get more of their games and get attention and all that. So they want to start at 9 a.m. Is that cool? Is that fair to fans that they have to go to the game so early, college football? Or is this just the world we live in, where television is more important than actual fans in the stands?
Yeah, and obviously they're not going to try it this year. I think it was a little bit too late,
right,
really, to try and schedule anything like that. But is it fair? I think if the fans are going to show up, they're going to show up. The West Coast, obviously a lot of distractions out there,
right,
a lot of other things to do. But, it's like a lot of fan bases. I don't want to say that it's only the Pac-12, but you got a lot of fair weather fans out there. And, if the product is better, people will show up. And if they think that's going to help them kind of getting prime spots at 12, where you don't have the competition at the 4 o'clock or in the prime time window at 8 o'clock, then they can certainly go ahead and try it. So I think it's possible that they'll do it. I think that they'll have some of those games, I believe, at that 9 o'clock window next year.
Robert, we've got 30 seconds left. Clemson and Alabama are obviously 1-2 in all the polls. Is there anybody you could see beating one of those two for the national championship?
You always have so many things that happen during the course of a season. Obviously, Alabama loses Dylan Moses, great linebacker, and Nick Saban got all salty last year saying you can't just roll guys in there, even in Alabama. So there are a lot of things that could happen, even within the SEC, LSU, Auburn going to be a lot better, A&M. So let's not just hand it to them. But if there are teams out there, I would look at an Oklahoma, maybe with Jalen Hurts, or even Texas with Sam Ellinger at quarterback. They got a lot of faces to replace on the defensive side. And we just don't know. We don't know how good Ohio State and Michigan is going to be, but I think those are really the best bets outside of the other teams that have any kind of legitimate shot to knock off Clemson or Alabama.
All right. He's Robert Smith, the lad. Is that what it was, the lad?
The lad.
Right.
The best light-skinned running back in the history of football.
That's right.
That's right.
Let me throw Georgia in there too. Of course,
Eddie George.
Georgia.
Oh, Georgia.
Yeah,
Georgia.
Yeah,
okay.
Duke, Duke, Eddie, we called him Duke, short for Marmaduke at Ohio State. Okay. Yeah, he fits into that light skin running back category too. So
we'll give him
in there.
All right, Robert, great stuff, man. We look forward to watching you and talking to you during the season.
All right, sounds good, guys.